Something for the weekend. It's Saturday. It's Trina and our favourite makeup artist, Derek Carberry, is back in studio. Morning, Derek.
Morning, Trina. How are you?
Thank you very much. You did some makeup on me there during the week for a lovely photo shoot.
Yes, you were gorgeous. You love having your makeup done and having your picture taken, don't you?
Do you know what? There's nothing I hate more. A lot of people are like that. But then suddenly, when you get your makeup done, you're like, photograph me now.
Butterfly.
So listen, a lot of people getting ready to go out for Valentine's. Are you makeup ready this Valentine's? So what are your top tips?
I think for Valentine's, it's, you know, for a lot of people, it could be your first Valentine's together, or it's an anniversary, or it, you know, it can be very, very important. So my advice to you is to slightly change your makeup up a little bit, maybe for Valentine's night. So if you normally go for very kind of muted and natural undertones with your eye makeup and your lips, inject a bit of colour. So like a nice red lipstick, or it doesn't have to be red, it could be a plummy tone, or just something a little bit different that's going to catch the eye of your partner and kind of go, oh, you look a bit different tonight. You've made a bit of more of an effort than usual for yourself. It's just so you feel that bit more confident on the night, you know,
when you're going out.
A bit sexy, a bit kind of, you know, fabulous is what you want to feel like on that
night. Do you know what? Fake eyelashes are brilliant for that, aren't they? For making you just feel that little bit more.
But this is it. Just by adding something, even if it's just a fake eyelash on the corner, you know, it can make your makeup just look that a little bit more kind of interesting, and that you feel a bit more kind of sexy on the night.
Now, with the red lipstick, it's very hard to get the right shade for your skin tone, isn't it? So you have to be careful with that one.
Some lipsticks can make your teeth look a bit yellow. Some lipsticks can, you know, change the colour of your skin tone. You know, if you're quite porcelain, you know, make sure you use a colour that has a lot of blue and it's not too pink. You know, so you need to pick the right colour for your skin tone, and that it's not going to make your teeth look yellow as well. So when you're trying the colour on, please do try the colour on before you buy it to make sure you're happy with all these elements before you wear it on the night.
But when you're going in and trying on the lipstick, don't be putting it on straight from the actual lipstick. You don't know where that's been before.
When you go into makeup counters and you're trying on lip products or lipsticks from direct from the tube, make sure these cosmetic counters will have alcohol to sterilise the lipsticks, so you can dip it in and then with the tissue take off the excess of the lipstick off the top, so you have a new layer of lipstick that's been sterilised. Just, it is very important to remember these hygiene bits and pieces when you're going into these places.
Yeah, because the cold sores and everything, and if you get a cold sore, it never goes away.
Exactly.
Really, you have
so
it for life, don't you?
Very, very careful.
Then in terms of blusher and stuff, you can kind of do that a little bit more of that, can't you, for a sexy Valentine's night?
I think it's all, for me, it's always about a fine balance. So a little bit of everything, or, and like you say, a pop of the colour on the lips or the eyelashes on will give you that bit of extra kind of sexiness on the night. But extra blush, yes, certainly. A bit more contour and highlight. Choosing products that's going to complement your skin tone is very important.
Derek Carberry, you can check out his website, derekcarberry.com, and also all over social media.
Yes, all over social media. I'm very excited this year. I have a very busy year ahead. I have a new collaboration with Dunn Stores, which I'm very excited about, which I'm going to be doing lots of events, and I'm going to be consulting on beauty brands in store and bringing in new brands, hopefully in store as well. I also have a masterclass with our fabulous photographer Jenny McCarthy on the 14th of April, which is going to be an amazing day as well. So it's a bridal masterclass in Killeshea Hotel.
Okay, that's great, Derek. I know we had you in before the last time you did a masterclass with Jenny, and it was a great success, so we must get you in to talk about that again. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.